So continuing today on the discussions relating to Vestas, so we spoke last time about the Bedika, the requirement for Bedika and the Yom HaVestas, and what that entailed. We'll come back to that a little bit later in the Siman. But in addition to the Chiyuv of Bedika, there's also a Chiyuv of Prisha, of separating, a husband separating from his wife at the time of the Vestas and even Samach LaVesta. So that's what I'd like to begin today, and we have the, I think I have the sheets here somewhere. We start with a pasuk in Parshas Metzora in the first of the sources. Everyone has the sources, right? I sent yesterday. Everyone got the hope for the next few shiurim. So this is Shiur Yud Gimel. We should be able to do it all mitzvah Shem today. So the first source has the pasuk in Parshas Metzora towards the very end of the sedur. It says in Parak Tezvav pasuk Lamed Aleph, "V'hizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam v'lo yomusu mitumasam mitamam es mishkanei Hashem b'zochan." V'hizartem, we'd be tempted to translate it as warn. But that's not really correct, because then it would really be the Hizhartem with another rei, Hizoher, right? Bizartem could be a shortened form of that word to warn Bnei Yisrael. But Rashi there in the Chumash comments, Bizartem ain't Nizira el Aprisha, right? The word, the root Bizartem implies some form of separation. Okay, Bizartem is Bnei Yisrael Mutumasam, is to separate them from their Tumah. In Nizira el Aprisha, V'chein Nozoru Achor. Pause in the beginning of part of Sefer Yeshaya, that's from Shabbos Chazon, right? Nozoru Achor, or Nazir Echav, right? Yosef is described as Nazir Echav, right? He's even like a Nazir, is someone who separates from the rest of the people in terms of their behavior. So Vizartem means to separate. People should separate themselves from the Tumah. Now, a little bit later, that's Pasuk Lamed Aleph. I should have printed the rest of the subject, the last couple of psukim in Parshas Metzora. So after that pasuk that I have over here, Bizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam, the next pasuk reads, that's pasuk lamed aleph. So pasuk lamed beis means zos taras, reads zos taras azov, etc. And lamed gimel adava benidasa. So it mentions nida. So based upon this, the Gemara in Shavuos, in source number three, the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches Mabei says Tan Rabbanan Vizartem more darshins this pasuk. Vizartem is Bnei Yisrael Tumasam Amar Biosha Mikan Azhar Livnei Yisrael She Yifreshu Minishosayan Samuch Levestan. Okay, from here Vizartem is Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi there in Shuas and Source 4 and Yud Ches Mabei says Vizartem Behifrash them. Right, that Rashi says not warn it, Behifrash them, separate. Kamo Vayinozru. So you have a number of psukim where we have this shorish, which means to separate, to move apart from. Okay, so from here the Gemara says there's a warning that Bnei Yisrael should separate from their wives at the time of their vessels, assuming a woman has a vessels kavua. Now the truth of the matter is that actually most of these dinim that we're going to discuss today are not really so much nogea today, because the vessels kavua is pretty rare. Okay, Vesas Kavua means that, as we learned already, right? She's demonstrated a pattern of three times in a row, the same either the same day, the same interval, etc. And that's not so common today necessarily. But in any event, Vizartim is Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara has this drasha, Samuch Levesan. She for Shumashon Samuch Levesan. Kama, how much is Samuch Levesan? Ona, Amaraba Ona, a period of time. Ona, that a unit of time, unit of time. Okay, so let's see Rashi in Shavuos Yud Ches Amud Beis, source 4. Vizartem Mifrashtem, Azhar LeBnei Yisrael, etc. Why the Samach Leva Hadava B'Nidasa B'Ahuin Yana? Again, I should have printed there the all three psukim, concluding Parshas Metzora. I only printed in source 1, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, which says Vizartem, but I should also have printed the subsequent psukim, which talk about Nida. Pasuk Lamed Gimel specifically mentions Nida. So therefore, the Gemara puts the whole thing together and says that Vizartem is a warning to separate. Okay, it doesn't really mean to warn. It means an instruction to separate from their wives, Samuch Levestan, when at the time they're expecting their period, and how much exactly, how long, do you have to say, how much long before? An Ona. So what does that mean exactly? What does an Ona mean? So Rashi, there in Shavuos Yud Ches Mem Beis in source 4, Dil Masla Ona, Rashi says, Maseches Din before is O Yom O Laila, a unit of time, either day or night. So Im Vesta B'Yom, your first call Yom. If her expected Vesta she always sees during the day, now that's when she gets her period during the day. So then you frosh kol hayom. Then you have to separate from that whole day. You can't be with her that whole day, because at any time during the course of the day, she may get her period. So therefore, you can't be with her. And the invest of a lila, you first call a lila, Hachim Forest show Mesechus Nida, Parakarisha Daf Samakim Obeis, which we'll see shortly. Okay, that's a Rashi this says in Shvuah. So Vizartim is Meis, Omi Tumasom is Darshan by the Gemara Tamin, that there's a din, you have to separate from your wife, Samach Levesta, if she sees normally during the day, so she, they separate for her during the day. If she sees normally at night, separate from her at night. That's how the Rambam brings as well. And Hilchos Yisur Abiyah Parak Dal Alach Yud Beis, Source 5. Osol Ola Odom Mishavol Ishto Samach Levesta, Shema Tira Dam, Bishas Tatashmish, right? We're afraid that, who knows, maybe right now she hasn't seen Dam yet, but she's accustomed to seeing Dam, to getting a period in this time slot, on this particular day. So who knows? It could happen right while in the middle of Tashmish. So then it'll end up being Bol Nida, you know. I mean, so therefore, says the Rambam, Shenema Vizaytanei Zom Soma, Kama, Im Hoya Dark Aliris Bayom, Osu L'Shamish Mitchilas Hayom. If she normally sees during the day, so starting from the beginning of the day, she's also, they're also to each other. Im Hoya Dark Aliris Balayla, Osu L'Shamish Mitchilas Halayla. So that's the Rambam passing as well. You should separate from the man, separate his wife, because she might see Dam at the time of Tashmish. You separate that time unit, either day or night, when she's accustomed to seeing.
Wait, Habis?
Yes.
So from the Rambam, you get the impression that this is Midoraisa.
Well, I mean, it could be because it's learned Shenema Rizartim is Bnei Yisrael, right?
If you say Vesas Barabanan.
Yeah, so it may tie into that question. We'll may come back to that a little bit later at the very end if I have time. Okay, I may come back. Hold the thought if you would. Okay, but the truth is, it really does, your point does segue into the next Rambam, which I quoted. So it sounds like there is a Doraisa element to it. You see, especially if we understand that Reb Chaim, you know, that and what we said, that the concept of Vestas, everybody agrees that you can establish a Vestas, so it has ramifications, perhaps on a Doraisa level. But let's see. Look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shgogos, Parakei Halacha Vav, source number 6. Habol Ishto Shelo B'Shas Vesta. If a man has a relation with his wife not at the time of her vesas, v'ra'as adam b'shas hatashmish, and suddenly she, she bled at the time of tashmish. Hayu lo p'tur mikorban chatos, b'nei she'zeh ka'anos hu v'lo shogeg. That's an absolute onus, right? It was as a woman who has a vesas. This is not the time of her vesas. There was no reason in the world for them to expect anything like this, right? I mean, she has a vesas, and this was not the time of the vesas, right? So it's complete onus, not even shogeg, right? So the paturmi carbon chatas, I don't have to bring a carbon chatas, ka'anus uvelo shogeg, okay? So shogeg, hayo livdok uladakde, okay? What does shogeg mean? Shogeg means that he should have investigated and been cleared, and she should have inspected and examined herself. Yilu bada gyofiofa dikdik b'shel lohel bala deshkogo. Okay. Well, the usual, it says the Rambam, shogeg means, right? What does shogeg mean? Shogeg means he could have looked into the matter and been more careful, right? And asked the right questions. Then he wouldn't have come to the shogeg. That's a normal shogeg. He didn't look into what he should have looked into. He didn't do the act on purpose. But if he would have been more careful about asking the right questions and investigating, then he wouldn't have come to the aver. So that's a shogeg. That's a shogeg. Avol zeh. The third line, Malo Lasos, Hare Tahora Haisav, Shalom Shas Vestaboil, Ainzel Onis. Here, what's he going to ask? It's not the time of the Vest. There's no way to have anticipated this to be happening. This is Onis. So, Lufika, Bain Shin Tadam Alei Shalom, Bain Shin Tadam Alei Shalom. We discussed the Pturim. In this case, the Pturim. Avol, Im Ovar Ubo Alea Samuch Leveses, Vidima Sheyivo Vyifrosh Kodem Shatiradam. But if he went ahead and it's the time of some, she's expecting her period this day. Okay, she's expecting a period. And this again, the Rambam's learning is Doraisa. To come back to your question, he figured, well, you know, it's in the morning now. She gets her period today, but we can get it done. We can have relations with each other before she gets her period. Chaparayin, you know what I mean? She's not going to get it till late in the morning anyway, right? Probably. He thought, Dima, he calculated. She evolved you first, called him to the dam. And lo and behold, it didn't work out. And she started to bleed the shas tashman. He didn't intend to be bold neither, but he should have been more careful. He shouldn't have figured he can calculate, he can chop around before she'd have it. Okay, lefichach, he nimtza dam al eid shalom, shneim temeim, v'chav mekorban. Then he goes into the detail, which we discussed already, you know, nimtza al eid shalom, in Kinchas Miyad Kishabir Shabbat Velo Shasa Shneim Tmei Mechavin Karban Shasa Kadesh Toshi Dola Tachat Akar Olu Tachat Akesu Tito Elidok Bamachakach Kinchas Shneim Tmei Besofek Kaptur Min Karban. That's a detail. If you remember, we discussed that, you know, when we talked about the, having the different cloths with him and her. Then the Rambam finishes up that detail. Okay, but what emerges from that Rambam is that if a man has boil her, calculating that he'll be able to chop before she gets her period, and she doesn't, it doesn't work out that way. So then you can't. That's not onus. The first case is onus. It was shalom b'shas vesta. No reason to ever expect that she can get her period today. There's nothing for him to ask, nothing to investigate. It's mamish onus, and then it's not even a shogeg, so no carbon is necessary. Whereas here, you know, he knows she's going to get her period. He just figured, okay, he could get it to, you know, he could be with her before she would get the period. It didn't work out, so now that's a case of shogeg. All right, but that is under the Raisa level because you're talking about carbon. All right. Anyway, that's what I wanted to mention regards to that introductory point. Now, Rashi over there in Shavuos, in the fourth source in Sawa Gimel Beis, referred to the Gemara and Mishnah and Gemara Nida. So let's take a look at that in source 7. Okay, with me here? Yes. Good. We're okay. Good. So let's take a look at 7. The Mishnah says, "Hai solimudo lios ro betchilas havestos." Okay, if her with chilas havestos, Rashi says right away in source 8, the vestas the gufa kamar. Okay, those vests we're talking about vestas that guf. She has certain physical symptoms, right? She has a headache or whatever else. Okay, and her practice is in her not practice one more, but her behavior pattern is her physical pattern is, and when she experiences these sensations, these physical symptoms, she gets her period with chilas havestos. Okay, and Rashi with chilas vestas guf. All right. In other words, whenever she has her physical symptoms arrive, that's when she gets her period. Okay. And there are some women like that. Okay. So then, talking here about Taras, call a Taras she'osta b'soch havestos tmeos. Okay. Then the assumption is, as soon as she has those sensations, those physical symptoms, even if she didn't see that there was any dam at that point, still any Taras were going to be metame at that point. Okay. In other words, if she sees it, always generally sees at the beginning of having certain physical symptoms, so any taras that she was in contact with since the time of that vest has become tame. Okay. Because we say she probably saw. Okay. And she's tmeya. Okay. And this now may go back to the question of vestas deraisa, vestas drabonim. Because if Vesas Doraisa, even if she never saw Dam afterwards, we still, right, this would be a nafkamina, by the way, right? Because remember we said, if Vesas Doraisa, so she has these Vesas, these physical symptoms, and she, and subsequently she checked herself and found herself to be clean. And didn't she? Taka didn't. This time it didn't happen. But Vesas Doraisa doesn't matter. We assume that, again, according to that approach, at least Midarach Safek, but perhaps even Taras Vada, that machlok, as we talked about earlier. So now we're going to render her those Taras Tom. We're going to say that those Taras are Tomei, even if she never found Dam afterwards, if you assume Vesas Doraisa, right? Because we assume that since she always has this, she always has her period when she gets these physical symptoms. This time it happened to be she checked herself, she didn't find any Dam, but Vesas Doraisa means that she thought I had it, just she couldn't find it, or it dripped somewhere else, onto the floor or whatever else. But if Vesas Drabonon, we'd have to say that she found Dam afterwards, right? In order to say that Taras are going to be tummy. Okay. Besofa Vestas, if she normally doesn't get her period until the end of the time she has, until after she has these symptoms. In other words, the arrival of her period doesn't coincide with getting these symptoms. It's after she has these symptoms, after the headache begins to go away or whatever. Again, every woman knows her own cycle, her own body. But after the symptoms stop, then she gets it. So then, kala Taras she'asa besofa Vestas Taras. Then we can, even though she got her period in the end, but still, the stuff that she handled, the tires that she handled from the time she first began getting the headache or the muscle ache or the heavy limbs or whatever it was, okay, then it's going to be Taras. Okay, that part is not so relevant to us. That's talking about Taras. But then the second part of the Mishnah is talking even Labailo. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yamin Vishos Vestos. Okay, Af Yamin Vishos Vestos. Just like we have a concept of Vesas Haguf, okay, that the woman can establish a pattern based upon, the arrival of physical symptoms, and she knows whenever she gets these physical symptoms, she gets her period. So also, Yamin Vishos Vestos, okay? Just like there are certain physical symptoms are indicative, that they establish in Miriam's Dam, so too, days and the hours of the day also. Therefore, Hai salimuda lios roa im hanetzachama. Okay. If a woman always gets her period at sunrise, that's when her period is. Whatever day of the month it is, it comes always on sunrise. It comes at sunrise. So then, Eina Asura El Im HaNeitzachama. So she'll be Asura to her husband at the time of Neitzachama, the time of sunrise. That's when she's going to be Asura. Because that's like a physical symptom, right? So here it's not a physical symptom. It's scientific symptom, whatever. It's a calendaric system when the sun rises. So then she's Asura Labayla. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. All right, and again, even though the Mishnah started by talking about Taurus, here it's talking about, because again, here notice the term, use the term Asura. And the first part of the Mishnah was talking about Taurus, it talked about the Tumah, right, Timaeus. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about her relationship with her husband, as Asura. So, Eina Asura Elimaneitzachama, okay? Let's look in Rashi, the third Rashi in 8, right? Eina Asura Anataf, Samuk Gimun Beis. Eina Asura Elimaneitzachama, V'chol Halayla Mishameshes. That night, she, according to Rabbi Yossi, she can be with her husband that night because she doesn't ever get her period till sunrise. So anytime before sunrise, that whole night, okay, she can get her, she can be with her husband. V'chol Halayla, okay? And V'Ovar Anetzachama, after sunrise. Lo rasa, she daka didn't get her period this time after sunrise. Then mishamesh is kalayom. Then she can have be the rest of the day, right? Rabbi Yossi katana the diik shas havestas v'sulo. Rabbi Yossi feels, and again, look at his words back in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi over af yomim v'sha'os vestos. You can be precise, just like the physical symptoms are precise. So the hour of the day is precise. If she has a pattern that she always sees at Neitzachama, so the only, according to Rabbi Yossi, you only have to be concerned at the time of Neitzachama. Okay, the only issur to her husband is at the time of Neitzachama because she can have tashmish the whole night because she doesn't usually see it at night. Okay, and then if she doesn't see it in Neitzachama, she can have Tashna the whole day because the Vesas goes by Yom and Vishos. Specific Shah has passed. That's the Sheet of Yossi. Get it? So he says, Im HaNeitzachama. Look again at his words. Eina Asur El Im HaNeitzachama Mamish. Just at the time of sunrise. Okay, however long that lasts, right? Now, Vesulo and no more. However, back to the Mishnah, that's Yossi. Rabbi Huda, Omer kol hayom shelo. Okay, Rabbi Huda says she's muteris the entire day. Okay, she's muteris the entire day, meaning if she already, let's look at Rashi, I'm sorry, the next page, but Rabbi Huda Omer kol hayom shelo, muteris l'shamesh misha'ovar neitzachama v'lo ra'asa. The day is hers, meaning if she's muteris during the day, if the sunrise taka passed and she didn't have her period, then Rabbi Huda agrees that she's Mutaris Shamesh the rest of the day. However, Aval Kol HaLaylo Shalifne HaNeitzachama, but the night, the unit of time called night before that sunrise, Shal Vesta Asur L'Shamesh. Okay? So that's the Machokas. Rabbi Yossi says, Ima HaNeitzachama means Ima HaNeitzachama Mamesh. So both before and after HaNeitzachama, she's Mutaris. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, after Neitzachama came and went, and she didn't have her period. Okay, so then someone said that she's done, and therefore she's Muteris. But leading up to Neitzachama, the night, the unit of night leading up to the Neitzachama, says Rabbi Yehuda, no. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaLaila Shalifnei Neitzachama Shal Vesta Asura L'Shamesh. All right, because according to him, the Vestas is not just that moment, but the unit of time, the Ona, the unit of time, the 12-hour unit, so to speak, before that time, okay? So that's the chumra of Yehuda. So Mefarsh B'Gemara says Rashi, the high limud of Neitzacham, the son of the regil lemechse b'sof leila, mekame delim tetchilis yomim, and asrila kol onas vesta, nimtes asur kol alayla, she onas vesta, Yehuda machmer, right? I mean, the sunrise is the end of the night, right? So therefore, she's also that whole ona, which is the night before, that's called the ona of her vessels, and therefore she's asur all night. Last Yehuda is machmer, but of course, during the rest of the day, then it's mutter. Okay, she's muteris the rest of the day. So says the Mishnah. So now, the Gemara on this Mishnah elaborates. Let's look together. Samach Gimel of Beis. All right, you should go, I hope you went through it, or you should go through these Mishnahs and Gemara on Samach Gimel of Beis. Tana, Keitzad Amar Biosi Yomim Bishos Vestos. What did Biosi mean when he said, just like their physical Vestos, right, Yomim Bishos also are Vestos? Right, what does that mean? So Hai Salimud Elios Roa Miyom Esim Liom Esim Umishe Shows Lishe Shows. Okay? Meaning she saw every 20 days during the sixth hour, right? Miyom Esim Liom Esim Umishe Shows Lishe Shows. She saw every 20, I mean, she sees every, she sees, her vessel is that she sees every 20 days during the sixth hour of that day. That's when she sees. Always sees in the sixth hour of the day. So, Higia Yom Eshim Velo Raso. Okay, if the 20th day has arrived and she didn't yet see anything in the morning, right? So, Asura L'Shamesh Kol Sheishos Rishonos Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says she's Asura to him already starting at the beginning of the day. Because he says goes by the whole owner meaning a unit of time, day or night. So the prohibition begins according to Yehuda. Asur l'shamish kol shosh sheishos rishonos divrei Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi mater ad sheishos. Rabbi Yossi says no, the morning is okay. He only assers in the sixth hour itself because that's what he's expecting. Yeah, Ezra.
It says v'lo ra'ata because obviously if she did see, then she would be assered.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, so that's the machlok Rabbi Yossi matir ad sheish shows. Then v'choshesh b'sheish shows. She has to be choshesh in that sixth hour. That's according to everybody. That's for sure because that's the verses. Okay, now avru sheish shows v'lo ra'asa. If the sixth hour passed, so in that case asur l'shamesh kol hayom kulo de Rehuda. Rehuda doesn't allow you the rest of the day either because Rehuda says ona is the whole 12-hour period. Okay, so therefore she's asura for the whole rest of that entire day, the whole rest of that day. Biosi matir min mincha lamala. Okay, Biosi says afterwards it's allowed. Let's see what that means in mincha lamala in a second. Okay, but according to if the 20 days, yes, according to Yehuda, if the 6 hour passes, she didn't see, so then she's asura the rest of the day. And Biosi says she's muteres min mincha lamala. We'll have to see. We'll keep that in the back of our heads for a moment. What's meant by min mincha lamala? Okay, now, just a moment. One second. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, and now one second. So the Gemara now asks a question. Let's look at Rashi first before coming to the Gemara's question. All right. So look at number 10. Rashi there in Nida Sama Gimel Beis. Asur l'shamesh kol hayom kulo divrei Yehuda. Okay. I think that the divrei maskil should not be asur l'shamesh kol hayom kulo divrei Yehuda, but rather the first statement of Yehuda. Right. Asur l'shamesh kol sheishos rishonos divrei Yehuda. That's what Rashi is going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you saw this. Look at it carefully. I think the divrei maskil here is the first statement of Yehuda on line 2 of source 9, right? Asur l'shamesh kol sheishos rishonos. All right. That's the order. But okay, that doesn't matter. It'll come out, you know, it's the same statement, the same teaching of Yehuda. Anyway, he said, Yehuda l'tameh, the omar kol onas vesta asura, v'ona have o yom o lailo. Umisha vesta b'laila v'ilu b'sofa asura kol lailo, v'vesta b'yoma v'ilu b'sofa kol am asura. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, whereas Rabbi Yossi is matir ad sheishos, because the next Rashi is ad sheishos, which comes after the first day of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why I think the maskil should be something else. But okay, that doesn't make a big difference. Okay, ad sheishos, the shows takinan holo vesta b'shoshis and asur lo lefanev lo lachra. Rabbi Yossi says since her vestas is in the sixth hour, she's usher neither before nor after, just during that time itself. But v'choseshos sheishos shoshishis he asur she vesta. Okay, now what did he mean? Mina mincha lamala. Okay, it's a funny language, right? What did he say? After if the 6 hour passed, so now she's asura. According to Yehuda, she's asura the rest of the day. And Yehuda says mata mina mincha lamala. So Rashi says mina mincha. Hainu mishe show sulamala. Mincha gedola, we call that, right? The mishe show sulamala. Mechinotu tzlola erev. Right when we know this from davening, right? When the sun begins to, the afternoon shadows appear, right? The sun is already moving towards the western part of the sky, right? The sun's moving toward the western part of the sky. So she's asura at the end of the I'm sorry, she's muteris starting at the end of the sixth hour. Okay. Yeah. So 1 second. So let's say on a quote unquote perfect day, the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, what time would that be? That already beat 12:01, right? That's the end of the first hour is 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. Yeah. So now 12:01, right, already is when the sun begins to move towards the western part of the sky. And there's a whole question, why is the afternoon tefillah called mincha? Right, it's nothing to do with the carbon mincha. The carbon mincha was brought with, carbon mincha was brought with the mincha offering is brought with the regular tamid and with the musafir. Minchasam and skein kamedubah, right? You know, why do we call the afternoon tefillah mincha? Another question. What do I say? It's a menucha because people rest. And so I said the sun is noch. It's beginning to moves towards the western part of the sky. But anyway, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, after the 6 hours up, according to Rabbi Yosemin, Rashi explains. After the 6 hours, it's already now closer towards evening, 12:01. It's already closer towards evening. The sun already begins to appear in the western part of the sky. However, Tosas, if you look at 11, and this is a digression, not a major point, but anyway, Tosas says at 11, Tosas says, Pirush Rashi, Sof Sheish, Ma'az Notim Sila Erev. Well, Pirush Rashbam, okay, the afal gav the amr tamid nishchat is mara mincha lechol amuktam avin sheish shos umechta veilech. What do you mean? What's our time of mincha gedola? We talk about mincha at 12:30, no? Right? We don't have a mincha at 12:01. We have a mincha at 12:30. The earliest mincha, our tefillah's mincha, right? The afternoon tefillah is always what we call mincha gedola is always a half an hour after chatzos, no? Right? That's our earliest man mincha. For Tfilas Mincha, I mean, the earliest time for Tfilas Mincha any day is a half hour after midday, right? So that's based on the Gemara and Tamid Nishcha talking about what Erev Pesach was on Shabbos and so on. Anyway, so Zman Mincha Chol Amuklon Shei Shos Umechza Veila, but Hayda Mishum Delo Kimlon Shaper Bashir Shos Hayom. So that's because it's hard to tell without a clock, without a watch. How do you tell? You know, you look at noon. So noon means the midday, right? The sun's in the middle of the sky. It's very hard to tell. That moved 1 minute, 2 minutes. It still looks like it's the middle of the sky. Till about a half an hour after noon, then already you can see about 12:30, you can already see that the sun is moving no longer in the center part of the sky. So that's why we wait until 12:30. Technically speaking, meaning the whole shaila, even, you know, b'dieved, the technically speaking, a person can daven mincha as soon as afternoon tefillah, because it's afternoon, it's bein arbaim, right? It's a tefillah bein arbaim. So you can daven mincha ready, tefillah's bein arbaim can be literally 1 minute after midday. But we don't do that. We wait a half an hour. It's hard to tell, right? It's hard to be absolutely sure without a clock, without a watch. Okay, that's in the Kimlan Shap Bashir shows Hayom. I'm in a dinner with Chila Zion. Okay, so that's probably, says Tosas, that's probably Rashi's driving at. Rashi says you don't have to, you can already, she can already, if the sixth hour passed, she's already muteris to her husband at 12:01. But Tosas bothered, the Rashbam's bothered, why did she use the language mina mincha lamala? Just say after Shei shows. It's 12:01. It's after Shei shows. So what is the language mina mincha lamala? So therefore, the Rashbam says at the end, miu legabe veses nami asura ad chatzi shah shvi is dahina mina mincha lamala. That's why for veses also we won't be mati her until, you know, the zman mincha gedola, until half an hour later. Not like Rashi. See here? So Rashi says it's 6 hours on. At the end of the sixth hour, when the shadows of the evening comes, so that's 12:01. Right, but the Rashbam says that since we're not so sure, just like for davening, we're not so sure. We wait a half hour after chatzos, after midday. We wait a half an hour for davening mincha gedola. We wait that extra half hour. So too, it comes to vessels. We'll wait that extra half hour, and he wouldn't be muteris to it till afterwards. Okay, just a side issue. Let's go back now to the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara and back in 9. Everyone with me on that point? I mean, it's a side point, you know, within the Shita Rabbi Yossi. Again, it doesn't come up that often. We're talking about a woman who has a period exactly in the 6 hours, so he says you have to wait an extra half hour. Okay, I don't want to make too big a fuss about it, just pointing it out because it's in the Tosas there, here in Masechta Nida. Okay, let's go back to 9. So now we have the Machlokas of Yossi and Yehuda. So the Gemara asked a question against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, according to what we just read, says that if the woman at Haisa Limuda, she sees her practices, her habit or her natural cycle is that she sees at Chatzot, at in the sixth hour, right? That's what she sees in the sixth hour. So Rabbi Yehuda says she's a surah to her husband already the first part of the day up until the sixth hour, but afterwards, she's a surah up to the sixth hour and afterwards. Okay, even if she didn't get her period in the sixth hour, she's a surah shamish kaleom kulo. So more asks, one second. Haisalimuda, right? Look at 9 on the fourth line. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer kala laila shelo. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Brisa who says that if a woman sees, Netzachama, there, the Brisa says the woman is a surah. Rabbi Yehuda says she's muteris. The same Rabbi Yehuda says kala laila shelo. That's, we saw that before, right? That we said it before Rameir, but we saw that before in Rabbi, just a minute, in Riosem, didn't we? Just a second. We saw Rabbi Yehuda said afterwards. Rabbi Yehuda said afterwards, Kalayom Shalom. But this Brisa says, Kalalayla Shalom. All right. And Rabbi Yehuda says that she's Muteris. All right. There's a Brisa that says the one was a surah the night before Netzachama. That's the first thing. Okay. But Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kalalayla Shalom. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Okay. There's not a Kasha. Ha, this Brisa, the Regila Liros, Betchilas Yamama. Okay, in other words, let's take a step back just a second. Just a moment. So we had a steal. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Okay, let's go back to 7. The Mishnah said, if Haisalimuda Liros Imanetzachama. Right, she normally see at the time of Netzachama. So Biosi Lashitas was only worried about that moment Netzachama. What about Yehuda? So Yehuda says, Kalayom Shalom, okay, Kalayom Shalom, the rest of the day, if she didn't see it Netzachama, the rest of the day is okay, but the night before is not, right? That was a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, she's like Rashi said on top of that page, right? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kalayom Shalom Muteres L'Shamish Shavar Netzachama V'Lo Rasa Avol Kalalaila Shlifnei Netzachama Shel Vesta Sura. Yeah, we have a Brisa. That's the more kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kalalayla Shelo. Rabbi Yehuda is matir the night before. So it's a stira to what he said in the Mishnah, right? Everyone gets it, right? It's a stira within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because according to our Mishnah, a woman sees by Netzachama. So according to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says she's a surah the night before, but muteris the rest of the day. And this Brisa says she's muteris the night before also. Where it says lo kasha. Hadir gilos betchilas yamama, but hadir gilos besof lila. Okay, what exactly does Netzachama mean, so to speak? Okay, Netzachama can mean, there's a unit of time. I mean, even in Hilchos Tefila, what does it mean? When the ball of the sun first appears, or the whole sun comes up and so on. So, different definitions. So sometimes Netzachama could be referring to the end of the night. Okay, if that's the case when she'd be asur that night. But sometimes it could be referring to the beginning of the day, which is a new owner, with even Behuda does not worry about that because it's a new time. So that's what Ha the regular is B'tchilas Yamama. That's the Brisa. Okay, B'tchilas Yamama. Therefore, the night is irrelevant because he only assers Rabbi Yehuda only assers in the owner in which the Vesis comes. But I should stress that point. According to Behuda, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Behuda only assers in the, he goes further than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi limits the Vesis even to hours. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. Okay, Rabbi Behuda, as I said before, I'm emphasizing it now. Okay, according to Behuda, she's asura in the unit of time in which the Vesis falls. So if the Vesis falls at the beginning of the day, even if it's the very beginning of the day, Netzachama, the very beginning of the day, still, she's not asura in the unit of time before that. So therefore, even according to Behuda, okay, it's asura even according to Behuda. That's the Brisa. However, the Mishnah that says she's a surah the night before, according to Behuda, that's Regila Ros Bisof Lila. Okay. Now, So, Tani Chada. Tani Chayiv Huda Osol Lifnei Vesta Matir Lachar Vesta. V'Tani Rech Osol Achar Vesta Matir Lifnei Vesta. All right. So again, we have a stira. One brisa says Huda Asers before the Vestas and is Matir after. And the other brisa says he Asers after the Vestas is Matir before the Vesta. Lo Kasha again. Hard the Regila Mechzav is Soflay. Lo Hard the Regila Mechzav Chlish Yomama. Okay, that's the same, basically the same issue, right? And the emphasis, what emerges, is that Yehuda only asers in the 12-hour unit in which the Vestas falls. So the first statement, Yehuda oseres lifnei Vesta or matir lachar Vesta, it depends on when the Vestas is. If it's during the day, so that he asers her in the day before, but not in the time and not in the night afterwards, and in the reverse, and if the Vesta is at night. Okay, Omar Rava, halacha kabi Yehuda. Okay, says Rava. Everyone with me in the Gemara? This is all in Samach Gimel Beis. Important Gemara. Amar Rava halacha Rabbi Yehuda that she's asura for the in the 12-hour unit in which the Vestas falls. Gemara says Umi Amar Rava Hachi. But Tanya Vizartim is better to Masam Mikanam Rabbi Yirmiyah as Har Lifnei Yisrael Shivush Moshen Samal Vestas Kama Amar Rava Ona. Okay, 1 second. How could Rava Paskan Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't Rava the one who said on this drush that we started with? Look back. In source number 4, when we had the drasha of based on Vizartim and Shemesham and Tumasam, the Gemara Shavuos, right? That Mikanas Harle Nei Shol Shivush Mishen Samach Vesam Mikama Amar Rava Ona, right? What does Samach Vesam mean? It means the Ona. My love Ona Achrisi. Doesn't Ona mean the owner before, right? An Ona Achrisi. Gemara answers no. Osa Ona. Lo Osa Ona. Okay. So now, so why did Rava have to take both the halacha, tell us the halacha like a Yehuda, and have that drush over there, the same thing? Tzricha, the Ishmina, if would have just told me the halacha like a Yehuda, Havmina Hanami Lataris, maybe the mission is only about Lataris, of a Labaralo, Kamash Malon. That's why you have the other din of Samoch Vesta, the Warren Shuas. Imahi, the din by Prisha Samoch Vesta, Havmina Samoch Vesta Onachrisi, Kamash Malon Osa Onas. So you put everything together, that's what comes out. Everyone with me on this? Okay, I mean, it's a regular Gemara, but you see it. Okay, you have to see it. So again, what comes out is that according to Rava, the halacha is like, let's look at the Rashi, let's finish up with the Rashi's in 10, Samach Gimel Beis, Im Hanetz, that we're up to, Im Hanetz, the Masnisen, the Soflai, Leficha Kalim Shalah. Then when the Mishnah talked about Nates, okay, and it said that that according to Yehuda, she's usher that night and mutter the rest of the day. That's talking about Soflai, Leficha Kalim Shalah. Nates there means the end of the night. Halayla Asurim Hanetz. The Brisa is talking Tchilas Yamama, defines Nates or the part of Nates was the beginning of the day. Therefore, the night before is Muteris, and that day is also. Okay? Bizaritim is Meisho, Samach Le'adavin, as we said already, Onachrisa, the invest of Ayom, I would have thought Onachrisi, the invest of Ayom, Asur Kalayom, Cholayal Shalfanab, Rehudalo also Ala Onas Vesta itself. Okay. Now, the question is, defining Yom and Lila for Vesta's purposes. Okay, this is an important question. It's a question in general, but I want to focus on it here. Okay, everyone with me up until now? We got the sheet of Yehuda, and we passing the Yehuda, and so on. All right, how do we define Yom? And it could have a practical nafkamina sometimes. Okay, does Yom mean Alos HaShachar, dawn? Or does Yom mean sunrise? That's the same question which we have regarding a number of things in Halacha. Right, I mean, we know that in terms of Zmanei Tefillah, so that's the Machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, right? The Magen Avraham Zman and the Gaon Zman, right? In terms of Tefillah, so we measure the day from dawn till dusk, you know, dawn till nightfall. We measure the day from sunrise till sunset, right? I mean, there's Nafkaminas for Hilchos Tefillah and for other things, right? And Zmanei Tefillah, usually you look at when is Sofa and Kriyashma according to Magen Avraham, and Sofa and Kriyashma according to the Vilna Gaon, right? I mean, that's what it's based on. You all know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, as a side point, since we just had it, you know, the Rav pointed out, the Rav has an essay in one of the Shirum L'Zechav Mari, I think the first volume of Shirum L'Zechav Mari, so the blue swarm, so he has an article on Yom and Lila. So he just mentions, in a certain sense, this, I don't say confusion, but this difference of opinion, you know, may be rooted in the Torah itself's presentation in Parshas Bereishis, last week's Sedra. Okay, I'm still talking about last week's Sedra. It's only Tuesday, right? So last week's Sedra. So, on the first day of creation, it says, Vayikra Elohim La'or Yom, right? and the first day of Bereshis. So in that sense, how do we define day? Is by the presence of light. Or yom. So as long as there's light. So that would imply that as long as it's light out, meaning after dawn, it's already light out. And even though the sun may not have risen yet, but it's already light. Okay. And after sunset in the evening, it's still light out for a period of time. You know, we call it twilight, whatever, till dusk, till nightfall. So that's all called day, right? On the other hand, that's the first day of creation. On the fourth day of Bereshis, what does it say? It's a mar hagadol lemshalas bayom, right? The big luminary, the sun, to be out during the day. So there, day is defined by the presence of the sun. Yid chilek, right? Then the day one of Bereshis, the day is defined by the presence of light. Day four, the day is defined by the presence of the sun. So that's the question, right? And we'll see how the psukim too. Anyway, so that's what I can look at now. In terms of Vestas, what defines day and night? What defines day and night? You hear my question? So Ad Kana Machos, we'll come back to that, but that, now I want to just look at a side point. And again, it can make a difference. If a woman has Vestas during the day, and we pass like a Behuda, that 12-hour unit called day is when she's also. So does it begin with Neitzach Chama? Does it begin with Shachar? Nafkamina. A woman mans with his wife, early in the morning, whatever. Is it already after halos and so on? So we would have an afkamin al halacha. So there is a famous Mishnah Megillah. We've all come across it. Chaf Amar Aleph. The Mishnah lists all bunch of things which you're not supposed to, which are mitzvahs during the day. Okay, the Mishnah also lists things at night. They're daytime mitzvahs, they're nighttime mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says, Ain Kardas Megillah. That's why it's in Megillah. Okay. Below Malin, the Bris Mila, below Tovlin, those Tvilas during the day. Below Mazin, the Hazaz, Gimel Shlishi, Gimel Shri, Shishu Shlishi and Shri. The Chain Shomer Shom Kaner, below Titpo, Ad Shetare Tachamo. Okay, that's a little stick to Mikra Megillah, right? The daytime mitzvah, so if you don't read the Megillah until no earlier than sunrise. Ad Shetare Tachamo. All these things which have to be done during the day should not be done until Neitzacham. However, if you did it earlier than sunrise, I mean, every once in a while this could come up on Purim. You know, people have to go to work or whatever it is, so you have to hear the Megillah earlier, or you don't say the Megillah. So, Mishalom Amud HaShachar is kosher. Okay, good. Let's see Rashi there in Megillah Chochmah Aleph 13. Below Tovlin, Mishagiyu Shri Shalazov, below Tomei Meis, right? Again, those tefillahs are all done during the day. Tefillahs and nidahs at night. About that later, there very end of the year, but the tefillah of a zav and Thomas Mace and so on is during the day, so you have to wait 7 days. So ain't omer misha chashecha beknisa shvi roilit. Well, you can't go to the mikveh ready the night of the seventh. Afagav delayla tchilas yomi, even though it's technically the beginning of the day by erev voker, but the hachayomi, it has to be during the day. Okay, if the day went by and you didn't go to the mikveh, then you can go at night. That the 7 days, so then you go on that. Okay. Shomer Shom Ken Gayom, we discussed, right? Adonai Tzachama says Rashi in 13, why you wait for sunrise? She yotza mi safek lila. Because once the sun rises, you know it's got to be day. Okay, there's no question about it then, right? There's no safek anymore. At dawn, so I don't know, you can see a few of the rays. Some of us, we've all been awake at some time or another to see a sunrise. Okay, it's not even so early this time of year. It's after seven, I think, sunrise. I don't know. So if you look at look at the sunrise, all right, where we live, you can't really see too much. But you go out into the farmland somewhere, out the cup of the country, you can see a beautiful sunrise or watch it over the ocean or something like that. So the first you see a few rays and so on. So it's not clear what exactly is Amud HaShachar. Right, but the Rashi says, Adonai Tzachamash Yotzmi Sofek Laila. But the Kulan Sha'osu says Rashi, last Rashi in 13, on Megillah Chof Medalev, the Me'alos HaShachar Yimamahu, Avish Ein HaKol Bekin Bo'otzorach La'amtim Adonai Tzachamah. Really, really, the day is defined. What comes out from this Mishnah is that really, really, the time is Alos HaShachar is already considered daytime. But since it's hard to tell exactly, so we wait till Neitzachamah. Once you see the sun, there's no doubt about it anymore. Right, that's what comes out from that sugya in the Megillah, where Rashi explains it. All right, and therefore Alos HaShachar is already called daytime. And the Gemara quotes a proof. The Gemara in Megillah quotes a proof in this from Sefer Nechemiah, Parak Dalad 14. I printed it here. Parak Dalad Pesukim Tezvav and Tezayin. Ba'anachnu osim avlocha v'chetzam achzim arocha me'alos HaShachar ad seis hakochavim. right? The pasuk mentions from Alosa Shachar, from dawn till Tzitzikom, till nightfall, the stars come out. And Gamba Isa Martila Mishra Ariolim Sokushama Helan Halila Mishra Yom Melacha. That's called Yom. Okay, in the Gemara, if you look in 15, the Gemara on that Daf and Megillah, next Daf and Megillah, Chaf and Reis, Elam Mizer Mehacha, that brings a proof from these psukim in the Sefer Ezra, Sefer Nechemia, okay? And they have other psukim, Omer, and another pasuk, why they call both, V'chitem Shalom Urshachar, Love Yomama, no, it's already called Yom Melacha, it's called Yom. All right, so you see from there, says the Gemara, that in Kol HaTorah Kula, Alosa Shachar is already considered Yom. Oh, we wait to for sunrise just in case, because it's hard to tell, but strictly speaking, it's already Alos. And today we can be more precise. We know what Alos is and so on, and although there are differences of opinion exactly what is Alos, how many degrees of the sun, and so you know, you look at your charts, or you look at the, what they call it, Maizmanim. You know, you go on Maizmanim, you can see different shitas exactly what is Alos. All right. Anyway, that's not our issue so much right now, but therefore, we should assume that for Vesa's purpose also, it's Alos HaShachar is the time. Okay? Now, that's what I wanted to mention over here. Now, the Rambam brings here in Perek Dal of Hilchos Halacha Yud Gimel. We saw Halacha Yud Beis before. Now Halacha Yud Gimel 17. Of our Vesta, the low Rasa, Muteris L'Shamesh Achar Shetavar Onas HaVesas. Right? If she had the Vesa and didn't see, then she's Muteris. If it was Ketzah. Hoyer dark liros b'sheish shows b'yom asur l'shamish mitchilas hayom. That's a Yehuda, right? We said a pa'alach like Yehuda. She can't have tashmi at the beginning of the day, but avru sheish shows b'yom v'lo ros asur l'shamish ado erev. Okay, but she remains asur the rest of the day. V'chein hoyer dark liros b'sheish shows b'layla avru lo ros asur l'shamish ado tizuch hashemish. So if the vessel is at night, she's asura all the way until sunrise, not alos. Okay, so according to the Rambam, it's perhaps Tizrach HaShemesh. So I mentioned that point. What's interesting is there's a sheet in our Ghost Maimonides on that Rambam, Os Tes, quotes the Sefer Avi Asaf Kosov, Yom Olaila Mime Nisan V'Tishrei. Okay, the Chatzim Chatzala B'Tamuz V'Tavis V'Tema. It's an astonishing Shita. It's a total side point. Okay. Again, I'll go over it again. The simple reading of the Gemara and the Kol HaTorah Kula, all right, according to Behuda, she was asur all day because, Alos HaShachar is already called during the day. Okay, that's, by the way, that'll be another nafkamina. I said the nafkamina about the Vesas, but, you know, let's say a woman saw Dam before an Eitzah Chama, but after Alos. So according to Behuda, would she be asur the whole day, or is that part of the night? I'm just trying to tell you another nafkamina in this question. Of whether the day begins with Alos HaShachar and Eitzah Chama for our purposes. Let's say she saw whatever. Let's say there's 72 minutes. That's a question, but let's say a little over an hour between Alos HaShachar and Eitzah. So let's say she saw the dam then as after Alos but before Nate. So now, what is the owner? What is the 12-hour unit according to Yehuda that she's going to be a surah? Is the 12-hour unit before then, or 12 the daytime? That's a big nafkamina. Right, there's a big nafkamina. You hear my point? You hear the nafkamina? I mean, I should have said it before, but I'm saying it now. Okay, based on this Gemara, the Gemara seems to imply that Alos HaShachar is already daytime. So therefore, I would think that if she saw Dam before Neitzah Chama, but after Alos, so according to Behuda, she'd be asur the whole day. Because seeing after Alos HaShachar means she saw it during the day, so she's asur that whole 12-hour unit known as daytime. But the Rambam says that if a woman's vest is at night, she's asur until Zvichas Ha'ad Shetizrach HaShemesh. And not Alos HaShachar, so maybe he would disagree. But anyway, the Hagos Maimonides quotes the Sefer Avi Asaf, who says that we define day and night for Vestas, Yomei Nisan V'Tishrei. What's Nisan V'Tishrei? When the days and night are even, 12 hours and 12 hours, right? That's a perfect day, like when you first learn Alos HaShachar, right? 6 o'clock sunrise, 6 o'clock sunset, right? The 12-hour day, okay? The days and night are more or less equal in length during Nisan and Tishrei, okay? The quote-unquote perfect day. So what he's saying is it doesn't matter on a given day, let's say a given day in March, or he didn't say like in January, actually, in Teves or December or in Tammuz in the summer, in June, it wouldn't matter what time sunrise is. It matters, everything is, day and night is defined by the days in Nisan and Tishrei. So assuming, let's say, 6 o'clock is sunrise, so even though in the wintertime, like even right now, we're in like savings time still, but let's say, whatever, in a few months from now, the sunrise will be after 6 o'clock. Well, today, it's after 6 o'clock. All right, but it wouldn't matter. You would go by 6 o'clock being the beginning of the day because that's the way it is during Nisan and Tishrei and equinox, right? Or vice versa. In the summertime, you could have the sun rise at 4:30 in the morning or earlier, okay? And earlier, 4 o'clock, depending on where you are, obviously. But no, it still wouldn't be called day until 6 o'clock. So and he said tema. It's an astounding shita. I mean, it's a very, very difficult shita. But anyway. That's what I'm showing you there in that Avi Asaf. So the definition of day and night goes by a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. perfect day, okay? And it doesn't matter when Shkia actually is. You don't take into account Shol Zmanes. So she sees, let's say, the woman sees at 7 p.m., okay? At 7 p.m., that's going to be called Belila, even though right now Belila is, it's not Lila yet, right? It doesn't get dark till 9 o'clock, or vice versa. It got dark already 5. All right, you got that shita. It's a funny shita. But it's a very, very difficult shita. Now, the Chavos Das, here in our Siman Kufpei Dalet Sukkot Nei, take a look at 19, okay, is bothered by the Rambam a little bit, because why the Rambam make it dependent on sunrise and sunset, but he did. So he says, V'af shebechol dover shetala b'yom v'layla chashvini yom mishas amur ha-shachar, right? Kan chashvina osa layla, dimrosa korom ha-netzachama, Afshu achar alosa shachar ena asur rak balayla velo b'yom. Okay, that's the Rambam, right? And even though the simple reading of the conclusion of the Gemara Megillah Daf Chof is that day is defined by alosa shachar already and not by neitzachama, yet the Rambam said that it's still considered night ad shetizrach hashemesh. So that's what the Chavos Das is bothered by here in Sivkot Nei in our Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. And he writes that even though in Kolotar Kula, all other dinim, whether it's Mikra Megillah, it's Lulav, or whatever the dinim are defined by the Bris Milah, are defined by day. Over here, it's if she saw before an Eitz HaChama, it's still called night. Okay, she only asur for the night. At why? Because the third line, Efshe the Kimla Chazal Dilinyan Veses Toloi Behilu HaChama VaHaNeitz HaChama Gorim HaRe'iyah. We went back to Biosi. Remember, Biosi compared the Shaos to physical vestas. Remember? She compared the shows to physical vestas, right? So, remember Yossi made that comparison, right? Af. Where was that in the Gemara again? Where was that Gemara? Where's Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is in the Mishnah on Sam Gimel Bay, source 7. Rabbi Yossi went Af Yomim Vishos. The Mishnah started by talking about vestas to Gufa, right? For Taurus purposes. But then it went off Yom Vishos. So what is it? It's something it's like the rising of the sun causes the vessels to arrive. You hear what the Chavos Das is saying? It's like a physical thing. This rising of the sun. He said that's why even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, the day is defined by the arrival of Alos HaShachar, right, dawn. But here, Chazal understood somehow, that the Chavos Das suggested, Kim Lehu LeChazal. You see that? Third line, 10, 19. Kim Lehu LeChazal. The Le'inyan verse says, Tole Behilu Chachama. It has something to do with the nature, the moon, this, that. All these things play a role in the person's physical manifestations of physical properties. So, Tole Behilu Chachama V'Neitz Chachama Gorim HaRe'iyah. Okay? And therefore, and he says, and therefore the same thing the other end of the day. In Cain, Efshad the Achar Shkia Sacham already Chashiv Laila Linenzeh Avkodim Tzeisachovim. Right. So that as we think that maybe the Rama, the nature of the woman is somehow is dependent on the sun, and even though usually Alos is daytime, but Taurus Vaday, okay, definitely daytime. We saw in the Sugin Megillah. However, here if she saw by Alos, that already considered part of the night. It's an interesting suggestion from the Chavos Das. Interestingly enough, the Sidrei Tara finds it very, very difficult. Okay, at first he mentions that. He doesn't mention that. He quotes the Avi Asaf. I'm sorry, that's the Chavos Das. The Sidrei Tara and our Siman and Kuf Pei Dalet Sukkot and Vav. The Sidrei Tara mentions something else. He says that he quotes his Avi Asaf, right, who mentioned that it goes by the perfect day, so to speak, the days of Nisan and Tishrei. I'm sorry. He mentions both things. He mentions both. I'm sorry, I was right in the first place. Take a look. L'shita posin lesu hada avasav torah lomar hateva isha vesta tai malach hashemesh. He doesn't quote the Chavis as my name, but he mentions that shita, right? That tai malach hashemesh v'zichos aretz obishkiyosa v'hu dover tamua. He finds it very strange. Or shalom motzino shum zecher b'zeh mishum sefer. I've never heard of such a thing that the woman's menstrual cycle is going to depend upon how the sun moves and when the sun is out, when the sun's not out. He finds that very, very difficult. Okay, he finds it very difficult. The only thing is, he's bothered that the Rambam says what he says. Okay, the Rambam says what he says, but he says it's a Dover Tamur. And he also finds the Yeshidas Avi Asaf at Dover Tamur. But anyway, the Sidri Tara rejects this, takes issue with this. Okay, if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan here in our Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Tziv Chav Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Vida, Sheesh Lohavin Ma Demargu Lashon Shas HaPos Min Yaveses Kodom HaNeitzul Achar Neitz. Why, when it comes to, he says most of the poskim, when it comes to Vessels, talk about before and after Neitz and not Alos, not just the Rambam. Well, Kamal and the Lechol HaDvar Mikri Yom Me'amar HaShachar. But I thought day is always from Amar HaShachar. Tzorach Lomar, Mishum the Reyes Vessels Talib HaChama. Okay? So he, but he mentions it also. He doesn't quote the Chavis Das, but that's what he says. He says the same idea. Avalim Kain, Havala Lamomer, Gamba Erev, Kodem Shkia Sachamal Achar Shkia. He said this should be the same thing at the end of the day, and we don't find that written up as well. Okay, so, but the Aruch HaShulchan would seem to agree with this approach.
I was thinking in terms of the Aruch HaShulchan and Chavis Das.
Yeah.
The Rav famously always would quote the Ritva about being a shmashos, being a din of Safik. So it
right.
seems like
it's own
seems
unit, like
these would be the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chavis Das would say at least nogea to dinei veses that it's not a case of Safik, that the din of Safik.
It could be that you're right. Okay, look at the end of the Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, I didn't think of that, to be honest, but what he's referring to is, you know, what is Bein HaShmash? Is it Safek Yom, Safek Lila? No, it's not really, well, it is Safek Yom, Safek Lila, but it's not that we're not, it's its own entity called the Safek, right? You know, it's its own entity. But look what the Aruch HaShulchan says at the end. He says, L'dini yesh l'hachmer b'shnei atzadim. Okay, so if she has a Vesis after Alos and before Neitz, it says she should be machmer on both ends. You know, and that would fit really, well, it could fit with that, no? Right? Is that what you're saying? I mean, it could fit with that because it's own zman, so to speak. And therefore, we have to take on the chumers of both. Okay, it could be. It definitely could be. Okay, let me just finish off this shir, okay, with an interesting hakira that the Rav Soloveitchik posed, okay? Yeah. The hakira. What is the machlokas of Yosef and Yehuda? We'll finish with this. The machlokas of Yosef and Yehuda, okay, in the Mishnah. Once again, we said according to Yosef, if she has a fixed time, so then she's asura only in that fixed time, okay. But the rest of the day, she's okay. And Yehuda says she has a fixed time, so she's asura that whole unit, both before and after that whole unit of 12 hours. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas? You could say that Biosi holds that Kvias Veses, and what's in the Kudus HaMachlokas, right? Biosi said one has a fixed Veses, she's a Surah only at the moment of the Veses, but according to Yehuda, she's a Surah both before and after the Veses in that unit of time, right? So the Rav Soloveitchik said the Machlokas could revolve around possibly one of two things, okay? It could be about what point are we Kovea Veses, okay? In other words, it could be that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Shas Veses can be Chal on a particular hour, right? That the Kriyas Veses is Chal on a particular hour. And according to Yehuda, no, a Kriyas Veses is Chal on a particular day, not on an hour. Okay? Now, the Machlokas is, what is a Kriyas Veses? Right? Is Kriyas Veses on a particular hour? Is Kriyas Veses on a particular day? All right? That's one way to look at it. Right, and therefore Biosi holds that Kriyas Veses applies to even a particular hour of the day, and according to Yehuda, it can only be Kriyas Veses is a day, and therefore the whole day has the status. Everyone with me? Yeah, that's one way to look at it. However, you also could look at it, okay? That no, everybody agrees. Even Yehuda would agree. We can have a Kriyas Veses on a particular hour also. The machlokas is with regards to the Chiyav Prisha, okay? With regards to what is the Chiyuv Prisha based on Vizartim Esmenei Samim Tumasim. According to Biosi, the Prisha is just Bishas Veses. Okay, and according to Yehuda, the Chiyuv Prisha is the entire Ona, a Samach Leveses. Right, the language of the Gemara is drasha. Bizarter in Shavuos Taf Yud Ches Beis. Again, it was also Nida Samach Gimel. Right, Bikana Zhar Levnei Yisrael Sheyifreshu Mishusayin Samach Levestan. What does Samach Levestan mean? Okay, what does Samach Levestan mean? Does it mean just that Shah, that hour? Okay, is that Samach Levestan? Right, or does it mean the whole Ona? That's Samach Levesta. That's what the machlokes would revolve around. Okay, but everyone can agree that a Shas Veses to be Kobeya Veses is chal on a particular hour. Machlokes is about Prisha. According to Biyosi, the Chiv Prisha is only on that moment, right? And Biyuda said it's an entire unit of time. That's the question. That's what he suggested could be the machlokes. Okay, and the Rav said he thinks that the second approach is more correct. The second way of learning is more correct, that it's a machlokas in defining not kviyas veses, but the chiyav of prisha. Okay? Because he thinks that it's a chiyav of the prisha, because if you take a look at the Gemara's, which I printed the last few sources, right? The Mishnah, the beginning of Nida, right? The first Mishnah in Masechta, Beis Min Aleph. Kol isha sheisha veses daya shaita. Okay? Daya shaita. That moment, right? Ketzer Dayashaita, okay, Dayashaita. That makes it look like Shas Riyasa, not the whole Ona, right? Dayashaita, all right, we're talking about a woman, Sheshel Veses, Rashi explains there in Bezmal, Kavua Gimel Pom, Bodka Shas Veses, and what's it's fine. Dayashaita, like, remember the Mikara Havahas, the Bade, or Ech Bizman Oba, that time. So that's what the Rav thought, that it's hard to say that the Machlokas is where the Kvias Veses applies only to a whole Ona or to the even to the hour, that's the machlokas. The Mishnah on the Beis Manav implies Dayashaita, that the Kriyas Veses applies to that time. Okay, and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Bia Perek Tes Alech Adalad writes in 24, Haro Adam B'Shas Vesta, Einam Etam Alam Afrei, Ela B'Shaita Bilvad. Again, the emphasis on the word Shah, Shaita. That hour doesn't say the whole Ona. It's not 100% Diak, but the language of the Mishnah and the language of the Rambam make it seem like we consider that the moment, okay, not necessarily the entire Ona. Yeah.
If that's true, then it comes out that Rabbi Yossi doesn't really hold of a Chiyuv Prisha, right? The whole Ona, the whole Veses is an hour. And Rabbi Yossi said that the Chiyuv, that the Prisha is from the beginning of the sixth hour to the end of the sixth hour, or maybe to Mincha Gedola. But right. There's no Prisha there.
It's a limited Prisha, but there still is some Prisha. She didn't get her period yet, right? I mean, she didn't get it. But yeah, it's a more limited. Yeah,
but that is the Veses. It's not in addition to the Veses. Prisha Samach Levesta is supposed to be in addition to the Veses.
Yeah, okay. You mean, how does it fit with the language of the Gemara? Samach Levesta, right? Samach Levesta. I mean, look, the Veses, like the case we discussed comes always at Netzach Hama. I hear what you're saying. You'd have to limit a definition. You'd have much more limited understanding. Yeah, I mean, you can't go against that drasha.
Was the drasha brought up for Rabbi Yossi as well, or was it just for Yehuda?
Well, in Shavuos it doesn't clarify. It could be. Let me just see. In the Gemara Nida, was only brought up in the context of Yehuda. Yeah, I hear you. I hear. Okay. Okay, I hear. I hear the point. But I just want to finish off by mentioning the following. What the Rav added was let me just think if that's true. Yeah, it's a machlokas and a chi of prisha. Yeah. Yeah, okay, we're much more limited. Yeah, what's the chi of prisha? Okay, you're right. You're right. I think that's correct. I think you're right. I think that according to Biyosi, there's only a chi of prisha bismana veses. And according to Yehuda, it's even Samach Leveses. I think you're correct. I think you have to say that's only according to Yehuda. Yes.
The Hainu for Yehuda, it would be sort of related to the Rambam of like Vishas Veses. That's just like you're an idiot. That's just like a Navarion. Kibo Vishas Veses.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Right. Right. The guy who did it so he could get away with it. You mean?
Right. For Yehuda, if Vishas Veses would be, that's not under the Chiyuv Prisha. That's just being from.
Yeah, right, right. That's silly. Right, right. I hear. Yes, I think that's correct. Yeah, that according to Biosi, the chiyuv of prisha is only bisman arvesis, and according to Biuda, it's even some of the vesis. Okay, so it's interesting because, there are few nafkim pasul nafkaminas that they were brought up. In other words, let's say that the vesis went by and she didn't do a bedika, like we discussed with regards to a vesis derais darabana, right? The vesis went by, she didn't do a bedika. Okay, and she did a bedika afterwards. So remember, we discussed what does afterwards mean. I mean, right afterwards. So that could play a role in this discussion. Okay, if Budko Motza Tahora, so according to Vesta Dereisis, she's Tmeya. But that's only if she did the bedika, if Avra Vesta Lo Budko. But if she did the bedika before the end of the, I'm saying one nafkamina could be that if you hold Vesis Doraisa, when was this Bedika? And even according to us, we hold Vesis Dorabanan. Okay? If the Vesis went by and she did a Bedika and later she found herself Tahora, she's not Temeya. Okay? But L'chadchila, she has to do Bedika B'Shaz Vesis, like we saw in Tosas. What is the Shaz Vesis? Right? Is it the whole owner or is it just the time of the Vesis itself? Okay? In other words, is there a din of Bedika in the time Samach lived the Vesta? That's a possibility. Anyway, this is a side of Kamina. But what would the Svara be? Just to finish up, the Rav said, what's the Svara in this Machlokas? So according to Behuda, you need even Prisha Samach Levesta. And according to Biosi, like you said, maybe you don't need Bedika Samach Levesta, only in this Mana Vestas. So the Rav suggested that according to Biosi, what's the whole din of Prisha? Okay? What's the whole din of Prisha? The mafkamina, and this really relates to what you're saying, just to put it out. The machlokas means what is the function of the Prisha, the chi of Prisha. Is the chi of Prisha because of a chashash? In other words, maybe she'll get her period. You know, that's a Biosi hold. The whole chi of Prisha is because maybe you better stay away from her because maybe she'll get her period at that point, right? That's we're concerned, and we're worried. Maybe she'll see dam at the time of the vessels, but that's only true. Therefore, says we'll see at the time of the vessels, not some of the vessels, not in the owner before, but we're only worried at the time of the vessels. All right, and if that's the whole purpose of the prisha is because of this chashash, then maybe she'll see dam. So that then Rabbi Yossi says the only time we're concerned is when she's going to see. But beforehand, there's no question, there's no suffix, whether she's tahora, she's a vare tahora. Once the vesis comes, then we have a concern that she's going to see. So her chazaka, so to speak, is weakened because she can see at any moment right now. Okay, that's what the prisha is for. Okay, because we're choshish. But Rabbi Huda suggested the Rav. His says the prisha is not because we're choshish, but the xeris hakosav of vizartim espenayis omitumasam. There's a xeris hakosav that tells us that she's even asura close to the time of the vessel, not only at that moment. So yeah, I think what you're saying is right. That drush is only according to, well, it's quoted from Yosha, but it's only according to Behuda. In other words, the whole question is this chiyav of prisha, b'shas veses, what's the nature of that chiyav prisha? According to Biosi, it's a chashash, that maybe she'll right now she's a cheskas tahara, but her cheskas tahara is weakened when she's expecting her period, the zman haveses, but it doesn't extend to the owner before, or the owner after, or that time. Right, that's when you have the chashash. So that's when the cheskas tahara is weakened. We're afraid maybe she'll see. So therefore, you have to be parish b'shas veses, but only b'shas veses. But according to Behuda, the chiyuv is based on gzeras hakosav vizartem. Okay, and therefore even samuk, that's the gzeras hakosav. Okay, and therefore, and by the way, that's why it's a gzeras hakosav, because in a certain sense, if you think about it, even according to Behuda, the gzeras hakosav almost doesn't make sense. In other words, logic, not the exact cause, I'm going to say the right way. The din, the upshot, think this through for a second. Just stay with me for another minute. Okay, think this through for a second. All right. If the woman, if she's melumedes to see, if her, she's usually sees, to see b'tchilas hayom, like we talked about before, right? The beginning of the day. Even right at the beginning of the day. But even Rabbi Huda says she's muteris kol alayla. Right? Even Rabbi Huda said that. She's muteris kol alayla. Even though she's going to see right now. And yet, if she's lamuda to see at noon during the day, midday, she's already asur of the previous 6 hours. It's a funny din, no? You know what I'm saying? You guys with me? You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's a funny din. If she sees it the sixth hour, so that according to Behuda, she's already asur of the previous 6 hours, the first 6 hours of the day, of 5.5 hours, whatever it is, of the day. But if she's lemuda to see right at the beginning of the day, right after Neitzachama or at Neitzachama, assuming it's that part of Neitzachama at the beginning of the day, she's mutaris the night before. She's mutaris the previous 12 hours, for not only previous, and even the previous 1 hour. She's mutaris the whole night. Why should that be? Okay, and the same thing in the reverse. Okay, in other words, she's muteris until the last minute of night. She's muteris, right? She's muteris till the last minute of night. And the flip side is also true. If she usually sees at night, she's muteris the whole day, even till the very last minute of the day. So how could that be? The answer is it's gzeiras hakosav. The gzeiras hakosav is what that she's asura during the day, during that unit of time when the vesis comes. So if it's day, it's day. If it's night, it's night. It doesn't matter. It's 1 minute into the day, or 6 hours, or 8 hours into the day. You follow? That's the sheet of Yehuda. Because the Pri of Prisha is not based on some chashash when she's going to see Dam. The Pri of Prisha is based on Xeris HaKosav, Yizartim, Zveisam, Tumosam, right? It's not an Indian of chashash. Okay, and look at the Rambam, the last round thing I printed, 25. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Isur Bia Per Ches Alach Gimel, right? Kvar Biyan Shekol Isha Ein Laves Asur Shamish Fine, the Sheyesh Laves Asur Shan Bechol Onas Haveses. Invest of a Yom Asur Shamish Kolos Yom, invest of a Laila Asur Shamish Kolos Laila. Umitchilas Yom Haveses Tisbar Man Does It. That's a different thing. Okay, so you see the Rambam is saying it's dependent. It's clear that the Gzeres HaKosav is built on, you know, on that point. Now, obviously, it's Shematira, but Rabbi Yossi holds only that the, again, Rabbi Yossi, the whole chashash is ultimately, is she going to get her period? I mean, let's not lose sight of that. It's not just a custom that comes out of Mars, okay? The whole Vizartim is to Muslim, the whole concern is obviously she might get her period. I mean, but according to Rabbi Yossi, the issue is that there's a chazaka that she was Torah, and the chazaka is only weakened at the time because of a suffix shematira, and that's only at the time of the vest itself. According to Yehuda, the Gzeres HaKosav says that even without any latest suffix per se, from the beginning of the owner, she's already asura. That's how the Rav learned it up. You follow? You got a question?
Yeah. Could you say that the drasha really does apply for Biosi as well? And just that he would, you know, in his drasha, it would say v'zaytum say something to masan shifushunish just minish say him v'shas vestan, but it's also based on drasha.
Yeah, but we changed it instead of saying samach lemesim v'shas vestan.
Meaning the drasha as it appears in front of us is takon v'abuda, but
right. But you want, yeah, drasha, that's what I was trying to say before, and I answered your question originally. You could say that, but it doesn't fit in with the words of the drasha, but theoretically. But the point is, that's how the Rav is saying.
Not holding of the straw, you know, it's not
the
right.
Yeah, that's what the Rav is saying. The Rav is saying it's two different uh-huh. concerns. Okay, the Rav is saying that Biosi's concern, a chashash shematir, and a chashash which weakens her cheskes tower is only when at the time when she take, you know, is going to see. And according to Yehuda, again, it's all based on the chashash shematir. I don't want to overstate the case, okay? But the Gzeres HaKosav says that it applies during that entire unit. But that right, I think, was very good, because otherwise, why should she be mutaris up until mamish 1 minute before day? What do you mean? You know, the answer is because that's the Gzeres HaKosav, just during that slot. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mishem will continue tomorrow, okay?
Maybe have another shear coming on.
We have another shear coming in, yeah. So the boys, the other shear, I'm going to go off and then come back in. Okay. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Yeah.